folks, I was up early this morning, and it is a beautiful day here, and we're headed into Napa Valley, and I'm very excited. We're going to be stopping off at Hall Wines, and we have some very exciting tastings today. I'm here with Mike Reynolds, and Mike, we've not got together for a while, but I think you have a lot to tell me here. A beautiful new terrace overlooking some vineyards. Pleasure to be here, sir.
Yeah, it's nice to be here today. Thanks for coming. We purchased this property in 2003, and the intent, because of its spectacular location just south of St. Helena, was always to create an amazing destination for people to come visit, taste great wines, and have an experience. And in addition to wonderful architecture in the new building, one of the things that visitors get to enjoy is a snippet of the Hall's contemporary art collection. We have fantastic contemporary art throughout many of the pieces, which were actually commissioned for the spaces that we built here. So we're really excited about it. The tasting room opened in December, and actually the winery, Gravity Flow Winery, which is attached to it, we harvested grapes there. 2013 harvest.
We're going to start with Sauvignon Blanc, and this is such a great wine from Napa Valley. 2012 vintage. Hall really is all about big red wines, but this is a spectacular wine also. And a great starter.
When we initiated Hall, we decided that we wanted to make wines initially from Bordeaux. You know, Bordeaux varieties, primarily Cabernet Sauvignon, Sauvignon Blanc, and Merlot. And so we started in 2002 making a Sauvignon Blanc, and it became very, very popular. Now, we like a riper style with a lot of fruit, and that ripeness leads way to some real nice weight in the mid-palate.
Where are we going to go food-wise, though?
You know, some shellfish, a nice salad, something with citrus to sort of give a nice pairing with the wonderful acidity that Sauvignon Blanc shows. And this isn't a grassy wine, and that's because we like the riper fruit flavors that are driven from fruit that gets a little bit more ripe on the vine.
We're going to enjoy a great food and wine pairing here. Chef just brought some great food to the table. 2012 was a beautiful vintage, and this is a beautiful wine. Cheers.
Cheers.
We just heard about a great wine here. Ty Tobby is sitting here with me, and we are at Applewood Inn and Restaurant. It's time for some great food, and this is one of your dishes. Tell us first about the farm, because we have a little angle there, and also let's get into this dish, and you talk, and I'll eat.
Well, there we go. That sounds great. I have to say, the farm doesn't have a lot to do with this dish here, but I do run a small farm in Santa Rosa with a business partner. It's named the Giving Gardens Project. We try to do hand farming, specialty produce, some livestock, sell directly to restaurants in Sonoma County.
Well, this dish is a perfect match. And what do you got here? Again, I'll eat and you talk.
This is the Hawaiian spot prawn, and the other name for this prawn is an ama-ebi, or an ama-ebi shrimp or prawn. It's very sweet, has a very soft texture. These prawns are trapped in Hawaii at about 1,800 feet below the ocean, very cold water. What we've done here is we make a fresh kimchi, and by fresh, I mean we are using the seasonings of a kimchi, but it's not fermented. We're doing this with kohlrabi, has a little Korean chili powder, some dried shrimps, scallions, ginger. This is going under the tail of the prawn. That's served raw or as a crudo. The head of the prawn, we are actually tempura frying, and then that is being served on the plate as well. We have a whipped avocado. We have fresh California pomelo, finished with a little of toasted sesame oil and cilantro.
It's a perfect match, and I think we could spend the whole meal just having that course over and over. But the other courses that I'm reading here are so good. This is a very unique and very tasty dish. Can I pour you another glass of this wine?
Oh, absolutely.
We're going to move on here. Spot prawns are fantastic, and we'll now hear about another wine, and Ty's going to tell us about another dish. Well, folks, we were in Napa Valley today, and the sun came up. It was a little crisp this morning, but we are overlooking some pristine, beautiful vineyards here. We are at Hall Wines, and Mike, this is a beautiful scene we have here and a beautiful wine in front of us. But we're actually going to go back over to Sonoma County for this wine. This is Chardonnay at its best, and there seems to be a lot of focus on Chardonnay and Pinot Noir from Sonoma County.
It's driven by the climate. You certainly want to grow the right grape varieties in the right place. And actually, this wine is from our sister winery, Walt. Walt is actually named after Catherine Hall's parents, Bob and Dolores Walt, who were grape growers in Mendocino County and really spawned Catherine Hall's passion for wines. And so we love Pinot Noir and Chardonnay here. Although we started as a Bordeaux house, we decided in 2012 that we wanted to be in the Pinot Noir and Chardonnay business, and we launched the Walt brand. We're sharing our 2012 Labrisa Chardonnay, which comes from Sonoma County, actually a cluster of vineyards in the Russian River, out near Sebastopol, and also some fruit from one of the San Giacomo vineyards, which is just south of the city of Sonoma.
Unbelievable fruit sourcing going on there. And there really is a focus now. The world has focused on Chardonnay and Pinot Noirs from Sonoma County, and there's a reason for it. Fruit is just incredible, and the wines that are coming out of there are getting a lot of attention, and this is a beautiful wine. Different nuances from different vineyards.
Absolutely. Russian River fruit tends to be a little leaner, a little more stony and delicate and minerally, and the fruit from the San Giacomo vineyard tends to be a little more opulent, a little riper, and so the combination is nice. One of the things that's true of all of our wines, both within the Walt and the Hall brand, is that we really believe in allowing the vineyard to speak through in the wines. All of the wines are fermented with the wild yeast that come in from the vineyards. They go through natural malolactic fermentation, and all the wines are unfined and unfiltered, and the combination of all of those things gives the wine wonderful richness and texture and palate weight.
Well, folks, we could sit here and enjoy this wine by itself, but Chef has prepared two dishes to go with this, and we're going to enjoy the next half hour. I hope you're hungry, sir.
I'm ready.
Well, folks, we have traveled, and we are in the Russian River area this week and next week, and we are having an amazing time here. We've just checked into Applewood Inn and Restaurant, and I'm with Chef Shelley here. And how do you say that last name, Shelley?
It's pronounced Cernient.
Number of courses we're going to be doing here, and I have a beautiful Russian River Chardonnay. And what are you going to pair up with that? First of all, let's tell folks about the restaurant a little bit. This is a beautiful and very unique spot.
Well, we try to focus on California cuisine with a little bit of a Mediterranean French twist to it. We also like to sprinkle in a little bit of Asian flair here and there.
I like that. With some of the wines that come out of this region, I think we are in for a treat here with each course we do. In this first course, we have this beautiful Chardonnay. I'll drink, and you tell us about it.
Sounds great. This Chard would go great with our smoked potato soup. Just the oaky tones in that Chardonnay just complement the sweetness of the potatoes and the delightful light smoke flavor of the potatoes.
Great place to start. And is this a dish you bring out quite often? And I assume that you have a number of dishes that just rotate through the different courses.
Yeah, there are quite a few different dishes that we just rotate through based on the seasons. Right now, my co-chef, Ty, knows a local potato farmer who grows various types of local potatoes. One kind is this binchi potato, which is the kind that we smoke for our potato soup. And we do all of that right here. We have a smoker right in the back of the parking lot, and I actually have potatoes smoking as we speak. You could smell it smoking.
We're going to enjoy this dish, folks. We have many more dishes to follow here, but we're going to now tell you about another great wine from the great Russian River area.